You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill, Sam Norris and John Budden on this edition of the podcast, looking ahead to the action on Monday as well as a reflection on the weekend's top performers. A good day of racing in prospect on Monday. We've got jumps action at Fosslast, Musselburgh and Plumpton. There's always the racing from Wolverhampton to come to kickstart the week as well. First things first though, it's a very warm welcome to Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
Very well indeed, Sam.
Good.
Lucky nap winner yesterday, but that always helps. I never again will say that I am unlucky in the naps table.
Yes, your naps guitar Pete yesterday, who of course ended up winning the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup. However, not the way you want to have a winning nap, really, John, given what happened to Star Architect.
No, absolutely right. It was a desperate, emotional day at Cheltenham, and emotion definitely in the wrong way as far as Starkey Tech is concerned. He jumped so well, and it was a real tragedy that he didn't win. He's the sort of horse who was constantly knocking at the door. He was only just beaten in the Beck Victor chase, and he had yesterday's Caspian Caviar tied up, really, when disaster struck. I napped Guitar Pete, and he ran very well. He gets on extremely well with Ryan Day, who, in my view, is one of, if not the, best £3 claimer riding as a conditional jockey on the Northern Circuit at the moment. Nicky Richards is giving him some very good mounts, and he is responding. He's taught. His mentor is Brian Harding, and obviously Brian Harding is doing a great job. And he gets on well with Guitar Pete. I thought he had a very good each-way chance. He was 20-1 in the middle of the week, and I thought to myself, well, I'm not really an each-way backer, but I ought to do it each way, because I felt that he'd be desperately unlucky in the Bet Victor when the horse fell in front of him at the first fence, and he continued. Actually, he jumped really quite well after that, and was past the post in ninth place, not all that far behind. So I thought he had a good squeak. He had a lovely weight, 10 stone 5, take away 3, 10 stone 2. Although I'm delighted they will have a 9-1 winning nap, it was very sad. And I think both Nicky and Ryan Day were, rather sort of shamefacedly in the winner's circle, really, because it was an absolute tragedy, and one feels very much for the connections of Starkitect.
Yes, absolutely so. Really was heartbreaking stuff to see the horse break down like that. Away from that race, John, the headline of the day, really, the big talking point, certainly in a positive way, was My Tent or Yours returning to the winner's circle. It had been an absolute age since the horse had won a race, John. Has been dining at the top table, of course, a string of very good seconds to his name, but got the better of his old nemesis, the new one. Great to see that pair serving up a good finish.
Yeah, it was a thrilling contest, and in a way, history was rewritten, as you might say, with My Tent or Yours and the new one fighting it out up the Cheltenham Hill. And My Tent or Yours stuck out his neck for the first time for a long while, and won well. Just thinking about My Tent or Yours, he was originally owned by a syndicate headed by Simon Phillip, who is the gentleman who has a big say in Might Bite.
Oh, right.
And Tony McCoy had ridden My Tent or Yours and said to JP, you want this horse must go.
Yes.
He's the best horse I've ridden at Seven Barrows for some while. And so he was sold on. S. Phillips, who I know quite well, was hoping to get a little bit more than right. he was sold for. But Nicky Henderson, I think, always keeps a share in his syndicate horses.
And very shrewd.
He was very keen to keep yes. on what you might call excellent terms with J.P. So my 10 toy horse was sold on to J.P., for a pretty sizable sum, around about, I think, 200,000 guineas, but not quite as much as one or two yeah. people thought he might go for. But it was a great win, and Nicky Henderson was in tears too, I think,
yes.
this time. Tears of happiness and so on. Incidentally, Henderson's horses are going very well, Sam.
Definitely.
I think he had certainly had two winners at Doncaster, and my 10 toy horse here at Cheltenham, and obviously Whisper's been going very well. So it's all sort of apparently going swimmingly for his horses to run well in the King George. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see Might Bite and Whisper again involved in a crucial sort of head-to-head over the last couple of fences.
Yeah, you mentioned it's going particularly well for Nicky Henderson at the moment. It was two of his juvenile hurdlers which massively caught the eye as well on Saturday, alongside my 10 toy horse, Apple Shakira, with a facile success at a short price. And We Have a Dream winning at Doncaster as well. A couple of nice juvenile hurdlers that he's potentially got on his hands.
Very much so. He seems to be packed with power, Nicky Henderson, although it is fair to say that Paul Nichols' horses are running well. In addition, one does feel that at the moment, Nicky Henderson has got some very, very serious ammunition to fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else caught the eye, John, on Saturday? Busy day of racing, as ever, of course.
Well, a very busy day, wasn't it? Not a great deal. No, I was just interested in the two big races. What did you think just about My Tent or Yours as a race? The fact that the new one was second, it seemed to be a little bit as though it was a past history being replayed rather than a champion hurdle trial of any great seriousness.
Correct, John. I think I was hoping for a little bit more from Mellon, the Willie Mullins horse. I think if there was to be a... And My Tent or Yours has run well in champion hurdles in the past. Whether or not he can really mix it with Bouvardaire or Forheen, I'm not sure. And I think if there was to be a champion hurdle winner in the field, potentially would have been Mellon had that put on a good performance, but it was beaten fair and square by two horses who were drawing to the twilight of their career.
Yes, and he has disappointed now twice in a slight way, Mellon. I mean, he definitely disappointed in the Supreme. Mm. And here again, as you say, potentially ought to have been going past the two aging first and seconds and didn't. So it'll be interesting to see whether he does improve. But it was such a thrilling race, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. Definitely so. Let's move ahead to look at some of Monday's races then. We've got a couple of races picked out on the card at Musselburgh to take a look at. We begin with the 215. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. A field of 11 down to take their chance in this one. A nice looking racing prospect. John, what did you think of it?
Yeah, there are about half a dozen horses I thought had a fair chance of winning here. And Sam, Rainy City would be one of them. Now, this was a horse, I believe, who was with Paul Nichols.
Yes.
And Ian Jardine is now in charge, and it's certainly not going downhill when you're going to join Ian Jardine's stable at Carruthers-Town. It used to be, of course, occupied by Lenny Lungo, and he's done amazingly well. And Rainier City's had one run for him, finished sort of down the field of Sedgers. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see Rainier City improve quite significantly. Rose Dobbin, she's going well, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
She's had some really decent winners, and horses have been in excellent form recently, and she's got a definite chance here with Romulus de Donjon, a winner last time out at Catterick, and I think the sort of course at Catterick and Musselburgh pretty sort of close in a way, tight tracks, although the other way around. So Rose's horse could go pretty well. And then we have a whole series of old Musselboro favourites, headed by Johnny Delta, for example. Johnny Delta is something of a Musselboro specialist, both over hurdles and on the flat. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see Jim Goldie's specialist come with a withering run up the home straight. Nicky Richards, Strait of Magellan, frustrating horse, hasn't really done very much, finished seventh or so at Doncaster last time. He's been a slight disappointment. Nathan's Pride, he seems to be equally good over fences or hurdles, and Tim Vaughan likes the trip up to Musselboro, so Nathan's Pride has to come into the mix. The two, however, that I'm going for are Musselboro specialists who have shown form fairly recently. Buckled would be the first of them. Sandy Thompson's horse has creeping up the handicap. That's my only worry. But he goes very well at Musselboro. And then we've got Benny's Secret. Now, I'd love to see that horse win, because Lucy Alexander, if there is any jockey who's had worse luck with injuries and falls, it's Lucy. She's back in action now, and she has always liked Benny's Secret. And having done absolutely nothing until the last two outings, has won really well, both on the last two occasions, one at 33-1 and the other at a shorter price at Kelso. Got plenty of speed, and I think Benny's Secret could give Lucy Alexander another winner here at Musselboro.
Benny's Secret then bidding for a hat-trick, gets the nod in that 2.15 race at Musselboro. We go on to the next race on the card, which is the 2.50, a handicap chase coming up here. A small field go to post, just seven of them in total to sort out here, John. And John Williams, perhaps the obvious starting point for Sandy Thompson, who is another horse arriving here in pursuit of a hat-trick.
Yes, I think John Williams is going to be very hard to beat in this race. Likes Musselboro. He's a very versatile horse, John Williams. He took a bit of time to get into top gear, but as you say, he's a winner of his last two outings at contrasting tracks, too. At Hexham, for example, where you really do need to stay the trip, and he also runs well here at Musselboro. I think it's going to be very hard to beat John Williams, and he could easily complete the hat-trick. There are a couple of others, three or four others who deserve a mention. Chris Grant's horse is going quite well, and the ex-Irish Anne Loesch, if that's how you pronounce it, has been involved in the shake-up of his last sort of three outings. Small fields, though, hasn't showed a great deal of acceleration in the finish, and that might be his Achilles heel here. The horse that I think John Williams has got most to worry about, again, is Rose Dobbin's horse, which is Dr. Glass. Now, Dr. Glass ran pretty well last time out at Wetherby. I think the Wetherby race is probably better than this one. Golden Investment won it for Don McCain, and there were one or two other quite hardy customers in the contest, and Dr. Glass finished second in that race, and I happen to note that he was down and well fancied to run at one of the northern meetings, which did not take place at the end or in the middle of last week. So I think Dr. Glass will go pretty well, and certainly John Williams will have to be at his best to hold that one. There could be possibilities about Nicky's Nipper and also Havana Jack, who's got a fair amount of form. Lucinda Russell's horse, Shanrose Street, runs for the first time for 234 days. I think it's a straightforward match between John William and Dr. Glass, and I'm going to go with John William.
John Williams, then, the choice in that 2.50 contest at Musselboro. Thank you very much for that, John. Just remind us, please, of your two selections at Musselboro on Monday.
Well, in the 2.15, I'm going for Lucy Alexander and Benny's Secret. And in the 2.50, a close-run thing between John Williams and Dr. Glass, John Williams is the choice.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for that, John. A pleasure, as always, and enjoy the action.
I hope so. It should be great. And let's hope there's some action at more northern tracks and Musselboro over the coming week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.